Hello, everyone! Welcome back to Yo-Kai Legends. I'm your host, King Kappa, and today I'll tell you what happens when you marry a supernatural animal. First, Dako Niudo, the octopus wife. Next, Hamaguri Niobo, the clam wife. After that, Kaeru Niobo, the frog woman. And finally, Suru Niobo, the crane wife. So, let's get started. Season 11, Episode 2, I Married a Yokai. Dako Niobo, the octopus wife. These aquatic creatures can take the form of human women to marry human men. However, their disguise cannot last long. Since an aquatic animal cannot survive on land for too long, their true form is discovered. When a Dako Niobo's disguise is shed, it returns to the ocean, never to see its husband again. Stories of animals taking human form and marrying human men are found in every part of Japan. For example, in Kanazawa, a man was enjoying a broth his wife made for him. It was so delicious that the man grew suspicious of his wife. One day, he decided to spy on her. He saw that she took out a large wash basin and filled it with boiling water. Suddenly, she transformed into an octopus, dove into the tub, and splashed around. She was using her entire body as a soup stock. The man confronted her. "All this time, you've been feeding me your bath water?" She replied, "Yes." She then disappeared and was never seen again. Hamaguri Niobo, the clam wife. The Hamaguri Niobo are clams that shapeshift into human women to marry human men. If the man discovers his wife's true form, the clam leaves her husband and returns to the ocean forever. There are many stories about animal brides marrying humans in every Japanese region. Centuries ago, there lived a fisherman named Mokichi who caught a giant clam. He first thought of selling it, but noticed a crack on its shell. He pitied the clam and returned it to the sea. When Mokichi returned home, he saw a beautiful young woman was waiting for him. She introduced herself as Ohama and asked him to take her as his wife. He instantly agreed. Not only was Mokichi entranced by her beauty, but her cooking was phenomenal, especially her miso soup. He asked her how her cooking was a success. However, she replied in a warning to never watch her cook. Unfortunately, his curiosity got the better of him. Mokichi saw his wife Ohama urinating into the cooking pot. That night, Mokichi confessed to Ohama what happened. She then went into the seaside, changed into a clam, and swam into the ocean, never to be seen again. Kaeru Niobo, the frog wife. The Kaeru Niobo are frogs that become human women to marry human men. Centuries ago, an old man and his son were living in poverty. The elderly man was desperate to find a wife for his son. One day, a young woman appeared and asked, "Excuse me, but if anybody would you take someone like me as a bride?" The old man was delighted and welcomed her in. She was soaking wet and short, the size of a child, like 3 or 4 years old. But the men decided that anyone would do. One day, the woman needed to return home for her father's memorial. The old man and his son decided to follow her. He went deep into the mountain and stopped until they saw the edge of the marsh and saw the bride jump into the water. He rushed over and leaned into the water to listen. All he heard were frogs talking and praying. The men were disgusted. He had been duped into marrying a frog. The two men returned home and had a discussion. When the bride returned home, the man angrily told her everything he witnessed. Mortified and embarrassed, she transformed back into a frog and hopped out the door. And that's why in marriage, you should never say anyone would do. Suru Niobo, the crane wife. The Suru Niobo are cranes that transform into young human women. One winter, a man was gathering firewood in the mountains when he spotted a crane flapping on the ground with an arrow pierced in its wing. The man removed the arrow and bandaged the wound. The crane then flew up in the air, happily circling around the man, and finally flew away. Not long after, he saw a beautiful woman standing in the snow. He immediately welcomed her in. He enjoyed her company so much, he proposed to her. For a wedding gift, he built her a loom in which the woman would turn it into a brocade. She needed total privacy to work. One day, curiosity got the better of the man and peeked. He found out that his wife was a crane, the same crane he rescued long ago. She explained that she wanted to repay him for his kindness, so she turned into a human in order to be with him. But now that the secret's out, she could no longer be with him. She would, however, cherish her time with him. She then transformed into a crane, flew up in the sky, and was never seen again. Thank you for joining me for Yokai Legends. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram for the latest post. Until next time, I'm King Kappa, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Bye!